Hi, welcome to Al-Muqaddimah. My name is Siavish. Recently, after the death of Queen Elizabeth II, a debate has been revived. A lot of people are demanding that the British should return the Kohinoor diamond to its original owners. Here's my two cents. As someone from Pakistan, which was a part of British India, well, they shouldn't. This video is brought to you by, well, you guys. Thanks to my patrons for supporting the channel and making these videos possible. Al-Muqaddimah is funded only by Patreon, and as you can see, the videos take a long time to research, edit, and produce. And it's only because of my patrons that I am able to put this kind of time into these videos and keep them free from any kind of paywall. So if you want to pledge a dollar or more to support the channel, you can head over to my Patreon. Link is in the description. You can also become a member right here on YouTube. There's some cool stuff that comes with it. Back to the video. First of all, I don't know why we always talk about the Kohinoor. There's so many priceless artifacts that were taken from us. Pieces of our history that represent us and our growth as a civilization. Why do we never talk about anything other than the Kohinoor? Why do we never talk about them? Let me give you a quick history lesson. The Kohinoor is one of the largest diamonds in the world. It was probably found in a cave in southern India in the 12th or 13th century. It was then taken by the Muslim Delhi Sultanate during an invasion. There it sat for something like 3 or 4 centuries. It was probably mentioned by the first Mughal emperor, Babur, who talks of a remarkable diamond sitting in the treasury, which could be the Kohinoor, but if it was, it somehow traveled back to the south and was gifted to the fifth Mughal emperor, Shah Jahan, by someone from there. Shah Jahan was the one who founded the city of Old Delhi, or Shahjahanabad. At the center of the city was the Red Fort, the seat of the emperor, and at the center of the Red Fort was the Peacock Throne. It was a throne with a roof laden with an unbelievable amount of jewels and gems. It cost 10 million rupees to produce, which was twice what the Taj Mahal, also built by Shah Jahan, had cost. This image of extravagant displays of wealth and absolute power is what European visitors brought back from India, resulting in the coinage of the term Mughal from Mughal. From there, it went to Iran. By 1739, the Mughal Empire was weak. It had declined due to weak rulers and infighting. At that time, the Iranian Emperor Nader Shah invaded India. He looted everything in his path and sacked Delhi. He took, among countless other treasures, the Peacock Throne. It's even said that Nader Shah gave it its current name, Kohinoor, meaning the Mountain of Light. Then Nader Shah's grandson gifted it to Ahmad Shah Durrani, the founder of the Durrani Empire of Afghanistan, in return for his support. Now Durrani's grandson, in turn, gave it to Maharaja Ranjit Singh of the Sikh Khalsa Empire, in return for his support. So, it came back to India in 1813 and was housed in Lahore. Maharaja Ranjit Singh used to wear it as an amulet. When he died in 1839, it was claimed that he wanted the diamond to go to a Hindu temple, but that didn't happen. After the Anglo-Sikh Wars, of which there were two, the diamond was ceded to the British. There's a specific clause in the treaty that mentions that the diamond must be surrendered to Queen Victoria. It was then exhibited in London to show the British public the trophy of their victory over the Indians. The diamond was recut by Prince Albert, the husband of Queen Victoria, which brought its weight down considerably. According to some sources, Victoria didn't like wearing it because of how it had been obtained. These days, it sits in the Queen Mother's crown, which was last worn by Queen Elizabeth, the mother of Queen Elizabeth II. Its next wearer, most likely, will be Camilla, the current queen consort, assuming that she outlives her husband and takes the mantle of queen mother in William's reign. Now, in terms of returning it, I really don't think the British should do that. Diamonds are inherently worthless. I mean, they're useful for drilling, but other than that, their only value is what we have assigned to them. Even though the Kohinoor is priceless, it is by far the least valuable thing that the British stole from us. Leaving aside the two centuries of plundering and warfare, the human cost of their conquest and rule, the famines, the straight-up massacres, and the extraction and exportation of our resources, the most valuable thing that they stole from us was time. Their rule halted the growth of the Indian subcontinent and their other colonies. What likely would have happened without the British would have been a natural growth of India after the decline of the Mughal Empire. Local powers would have taken over, and we would have seen the importation and adoption of foreign ideas, of course, adjusted to Indian climate. We likely would have also industrialized, because we certainly had the resources and we had the connection to Europe. We saw this every time a major empire declined in India. Local powers took over, and Indian culture prospered due to a large number of patrons available. To this day, many in the former colonies see British ideas like secularism, democracy, and even feminism as an extension of colonial rule, since we didn't participate in their implementation. The Europeans just imposed them on us without any regard for what our reaction would be. Even now, we're recovering from colonial rule. We have lost more than two centuries of real progress due to colonial rule. They cannot return that. All they can return is that useless diamond. Even if the British agreed to return the Kohinoor, that's actually the easier part. The hard part would be trying to find someone to return it to. The subcontinent of India is now divided into three countries: Pakistan, India, and Bangladesh. Would it be returned to India or Pakistan? After all, they took it from Lahore, and Lahore is now in Pakistan. If they'd return it to India, would they return it to Delhi or to South India, which was where it was actually found? The temple that Ranjit Singh wanted it to go to is also a claimant. I'm pretty sure the Sikh would have something to say in the matter too, since it was their empire that lost it to the British. Also, the last Maharaja of the Sikh Empire, Maharaja Daleep Singh, was actually taken to London and anglicized, which is a nicer way of saying kidnapped and brainwashed. His descendants are probably still around. They could claim it too. I'm pretty sure none of us would actually agree to a solution. Now, just to clarify, my argument doesn't apply to all the countless other artifacts of historical importance that the British have from their colonies. Nor am I talking about other diamonds. Those are a different story. I'm simply talking about the Kohinoor, which, I'll say again, is inherently valueless. The British keep it as a trophy, and I think they should keep it as that. It should serve as a reminder of what they stole from us, which wasn't just a diamond. What they stole from us cannot be returned, and so there's really no point. Of course, there are other artifacts that we should want back. They have countless items from Indian history. There's folios commissioned by Mughal emperors sitting in the British king's private collection, for example. Items from the colonies are sold in private auctions, and they fetch millions of pounds every single year. They have the throne of Maharaja Ranjit Singh on display in a museum. They didn't even return the mortal remains of Maharaja Daleep Singh. He's a Sikh who's buried on the grounds of a church. Why don't we start with that? Why don't we start with bringing him home and giving him the funeral that he deserved, rather than pine over a useless piece of crystallized coal? See you next time. Don't forget to subscribe and press the bell icon. On the screen right now, you can see the names and tiers of the patrons. You can join them by pledging a dollar or more to support the channel. Thank you for watching.